Say it loud, say it clear!
Say it loud, say it clear!
Racists are not welcome here!
Racists are not welcome here!
Okay, second line goes, no hate, no fear! Immigrants are welcome here!
Immigrants are welcome here!
Say it loud, say it clear!
Say it loud, say it clear!
Racists are not welcome here!
Racists are not welcome here!
No hate, no fear!
No hate, no fear!
Immigrants are welcome here!
Immigrants are welcome here!
Say it loud, say it clear!
Secondly, and this is huge, this rally could not have happened without the joint organizing efforts of so many individuals and organizations. So we want to thank, no one is illegal, we want to thank Al-Hawdi Musallah, we want to thank International Socialists and the Filipino Canadian Youth Alliance for bringing this all together. We're going to have about four speakers speaking right now, and then we're going to march to Bonobo Public School. Who knows where that is, Bonobo? Yeah, all the locals will know where that is. All the rest of us will have to be guided by the locals to Bonobo. So three speakers are going to speak once we get there. As you have all heard, since the attacks in Paris last week, there has been one attack after another on Muslims and other peoples of color.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Just a few hours after the Paris attacks, a Somali man, Muslim man, was shot by Kiev police who thought he was wearing a suicide vest.
Shame.
Shame.
On Saturday, a mosque in Peterborough was set on fire.
Shame.
On Sunday, a mandir in Kitchener had its windows broken.
Shame.
On Monday, a Muslim sister was picking up her child from Bonobo Public School a few blocks from here when she was attacked by two men screaming racist and anti-immigrant insults.
Shame.
She was punched, her hijab was ripped off, and her cell phone was stolen. Later the same day, a black woman was assaulted and robbed because her scarf was mistaken for a hijab.
Shame.
On Wednesday, multiple Muslim women were targeted on the TTC.
Shame.
Many of those targeted have been hijabi Muslim women.
The shame, racists,
shame.
Shame. The racists have gone after our sisters, thinking they're weak, easy targets.
But we know different. We know that women are the uniting force of these communities.
Yeah.
They organize tenants and parents. In fact, it is their extensive network we relied on to get the word out today about this rally to every home in the community. Aapka ek Viber message hamare ghanton ki outreach se zyada muassar hai. With one Viber message, they can get to more people than we can with hours of outreach. They are the backbone of our community. When they're under attack, we must rise up and push back.
Yeah!
Some of you from the community have shared with us the impact these attacks have had on this community. We have heard about children being kept home from school because their mothers are fearful of walking alone. About Muslim-owned businesses experiencing Islamophobia from customers.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
While the attack on Monday was particularly disturbing, there is nothing new or unexpected about racism in Canada, even in these two communities. For Thorncliffe residents, routine experiences of Islamophobic harassment and abuse have been punctuated by flashpoint conflicts over community institutions. For example, many cried out against the construction of a local mosque down there in 1995 under the pretext of inadequate parking spaces.
Shame.
Shame.
Similarly, there were protests held in 2011 when the TDSV allowed Muslim children to pray at Valley Park Community School, this school right here.
Shame.
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 In fact, it is in light of Flemington that this school has been chosen for the site
against to rally against Islamophobia today. Especially since 9/11, Muslims and those who racist think are Muslims have had to brace for many such spikes in racial violence in between routine, subtler forms of discrimination. Indigenous and Black communities, meanwhile, have confronted much longer and far more traumatic histories of racism on this land. Through police brutality and colonial occupation, this Canadian state continues to dehumanize and cheapen their lives.
Shame.
Shame.
As we ask all these communities to stand with us in this difficult moment, we Muslims must acknowledge that we have not done our part to stand shana bashana, as we say in Urdu, when an indigenous woman goes missing or Black youth is murdered by the police. Today, we are here to say an attack against one is an attack against all.
Yeah.
Let us not forget, however, it is easy to condemn attacks by individual racists hurling abuse while stealing our wallets. It is easy to say that such incidents are against Canadian values. Continuing its imperialist tradition, this country has been an enthusiastic player in the so-called War on Terror. During the last 10 years, the Canadian military has contributed troops, equipment, and logistical support for the bombings of Afghanistan, Libya, Iraq, and Syria. It has also displaced millions of people, some of whom have sought refugee status in Canada and now call Thorncliffe and Flemington home. Terrorist attacks like the one in Paris last week and in Ottawa last year are used to extend the domestic war on terror. Politicians ride the waves of Islamophobia and nationalism to push through laws like Bill C-51. Further criminalizing our communities and closing the borders. Certainly, Justin Trudeau is less hostile than Stephen Harper, but it was the Israeli ambassador who captured this difference most accurately, saying, quote, "I'm sure maybe the style will change, but I don't feel there will be a change in the substance. I'm really assured," end quote.
No.
Self-preservation must not dull our solidarity. To the racists who tell us